to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switt's Morning Devotions. If you believe in God, you won't be surprised to hear me say that our God is a God of surprises. You will never cease to be amazed at how he works in the lives of people. We're talking about an awesome God. So much so that did you realize that he can make big things small and small things big? Yes, it is a bit of an unusual concept, but many Christians have discovered this truth, that he can make the mountains in our lives disappear or turn them into a little bump, for God is a God of miracles. You see, this is the one way that God acts. Now, the Bible record states time and time again that God did things like this. He turned the great Red Sea into a dry path so that the people of Israel could walk safely across, and then he let the waters return to destroy the unconquerable Egyptian army. Years later, he made it rain bread and meat so that the people wouldn't go hungry. The God that I'm talking about stopped the sun so the army of Israel could win a decisive military victory. So on it goes. Jesus, his son, healed the sick. He gave sight to the blind and raised the dead. So he made a way for the sins of all of us to be forgiven. So what I'm saying is God does make big things small. And Jesus said in the New Testament, what is impossible with men is possible with God. Our problem is actually taking that on board to believe it. This is a true story that actually I found fascinating, going back to the end of World War II, 1947, when a Hungarian man named Marcel Sternberger was in a train, subway train in Brooklyn. He sat next to a man in his mid-30s, and he noticed he was reading a Hungarian language newspaper. He also could speak that language. He had spent time in Hungary, so they just chatted together. And the younger man's name was Bela Paskin. And he'd been a law student until the war began in 1940. He was put into a German labour camp, captured by the Germans, and his grisly job was to bury the German dead after the war had ended, and he'd walked hundreds of miles going home in eastern Hungary. And when he reached his apartment, that time he walked home, it was once occupied by his father, his mother, brothers and sisters. He found other strangers living there, and he ran upstairs to the apartment that he and his wife had once shared. It too was occupied by strangers. So he asked them, talked to them. None of them had heard about his family. And as he was leaving, a boy ran after him, calling him Uncle Paskin. And the child was the son of some of his old neighbours. So Paskin followed him home and talked to the boy's parents and learned that his whole family was dead, that the Nazis had taken them and his wife to Auschwitz. So Paskin knew that the place at Auschwitz was the most horrible of all the death camps. There was certainly no hope. So he was sort of consumed with grief. He walked, he crossed the border one after another until he emigrated to the United States up to that time in 1947. So he'd been in Brooklyn 3 months before this train journey with Marcel in the subway. Anyway, as Paskin was there sitting, sharing the story, Marcel Sternberger was thinking this somehow sounded very familiar. He'd recently met a young woman who'd been from Germany. She'd been sent to Auschwitz there, but managed to get transferred to work in a German munitions factory. Her relatives had all been killed in the gas chambers. She was liberated by the Americans, brought to the US in the first boatload by the Displaced Persons Program. That was 1946. So as she had told this story to Marcel, this moved him so much that he'd written her name and phone number. He felt moved to actually speak to her, perhaps talk to her. And so he asked this guy in the train with him, what was your wife's name? Maria, M-A-Y-R-A, he said. Yes, how did you know? They immediately got off the train and Marcel dialed this woman's phone number. He asked her if she'd ever lived in a certain address in this place in Germany. She said yes. And you know what? It was his wife. She had, of course, she was his wife that he thought had dead. That was dead. Marcel Sternberger was relieved. He couldn't believe that such a dreadful mountain had been removed. Now, it is a long story, but it shows that God works in a strange way. Thank you, dear Lord. Stories like that are true. Thank you for my story too. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.